Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is producer Dave. This is day 5. We got 20 more to go after this. Oh, we got a lot of work to do. We're here for day 5. So glad you're here. Ready? Let's start the show. Everyone's ready? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Have a great show, everybody.
Welcome, everyone. This is Sophie. I am Santa's social media elf. Go to our website at DailySantaPodcast.com and check out my website. It's so much fun. I would love to meet you there. Thank you for being part of the podcast. Welcome to day 5. We're going to talk about some great things, like being a very compassionate person and showing compassion. We're going to talk about Christmas trees. I have an elf story. Some Santa facts that you might not know. And we have the North Pole Wart Hats. Some stuff for sale here in the North Pole. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, my name is Shinny Up a Tree. I am the owner of Trees R Us. We are the largest Christmas tree supplier in these parts. If you need a Christmas tree, call me Shinny Up a Tree. Our trees come in a variety of sizes from small to large. We deliver via elf across the North Pole. If you need a tree, I have the perfect one for you. Visit me, Shinny Up a Tree, at Trees R Us. Get the biggest pine air freshener that you have ever seen. Buy a tree from me, Shinny Up a Tree. Contact me at 555-TREE. That's 555-TREE. Serving the North Pole, Santa, and elves everywhere, we have a tree just for you. I am Shinny Up a Tree, and I approve this message.
Hi, Twinkle. Day 4 was a fun show. Making a podcast is a lot of work. Woo! I don't know how producer Dave does all of this and put up with all of us.
Okay, so Sophie, you're right. It is actually a lot of work to make a podcast. But when you get to work with your friends, it's way more fun. You guys are great. Our bloopers are really making a big hit with people. People are really loving the bloopers.
Wait, what? The bloopers? We don't make mistakes. I think that's my phone. Oh, where did I put it? Oh, one sec. Okay, guys, one sec. I got a call here. Sophie here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's okay. No, I'm just podcasting, so. Yeah, it's fine.
There's no phone.
It came in?
Really? Recording.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Dandy.
Are you actually on the phone right now?
I can't wait to make more s'mores. Well, that's fun to say. More s'mores.
Sophie.
Thanks for calling. No worries. My mic is off here in the studio. No one can hear me.
Sophie,
the kids can't hear me. No one can hear me.
Phones.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you for calling, though. I'll come by after recording and pick up my s'mores. That's great, Gabby. Thank you.
We can actually hear you, Sophie.
Uh-huh.
Sophie.
Uh-huh.
Are you actually on the phone right
yeah.
now?
Uh-huh.
Guys, okay. Sophie,
yeah.
His phone.
During
recording.
After I'm done, I'll come by and pick up the s'mores. The more s'mores, yeah.
Sophie.
That was funny. Okay. All right. I gotta go. They're looking at me.
Sophie.
Producer Dave doesn't look happy. I gotta go. Okay. All right. Danny. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye. Whew. Awesome. My s'mores kits just came in. That was Danny from Dandy Mart. He says hi.
Thanks, Sophie. Okay, all right. So can we get to our voice message, please, everybody? Okay, Twinkle, set us up on the voice message that we got. Tell us about our caller today. Let's jump into the voicemail. Here we go.
Thanks. Yes, our voice message today is from Sofia in Lombardy, Northern Italy. Santa, you know this part of the world very well. Lombardy's capital, Milan, is a global hub of fashion and finance, with many high-end shops and restaurants. Here is Sofia's question.
Hi everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Sofia and I live in Italy. I have a question for producer Dave. I would like to start a podcast, but I don't know if I will be good at it. Where do I even start? Do you help people start a podcast? Can you help me produce my show? Thanks everyone for a great show. I listen to the Daily Santa Podcast with my family and really enjoy it. Good night from Northern Italy, and thanks.
Thanks, Sofia. Producer Dave, sounds like Sofia might want to start a podcast. What would you tell her?
Thanks, Sofia. What a great question. Yeah, a podcast is a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun, like we heard me say before. If you want to start a podcast, make sure you know why you want to start a podcast. But all of the hard stuff you think, like microphones and all that, it's so easy. And yes, I can help you start. I've helped many people start a podcast. I've helped Paolo in Brazil. I've helped Rachel in Australia. And I would love to help you. So you can always reach out to me here in the show. And I would love to help anyone start a podcast. What a great question. And Italy sounds amazing. I have never been there, but I would love to go. Back to you, Twinkle.
Great. Let's get a news update. Let's see what is going on around the North Pole today, Kendall.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Hi everyone, this is Kendall, and this is the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Here is our latest story. A new shipment of marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate have arrived at Dandy Mart. The store is now open 24 hours a day leading up to Christmas, so visit Dandy Mart today. Selfie has big social media news for the elf community. New social media platforms are starting up just for elf. Elf Book, Insta Elf, Elf Talk, Club Elf House, Twit Elf, Elf Tube, and more. Let's go to Selfie for more.
Hi guys, yeah, we are so excited about Elf Book, Insta Elf, Elf Talk, Club Elf House, Twit Elf, and Elf Tube. We are so excited to have our own version of all these great social media apps just for us elves. Isn't it exciting? I'm so excited! Back to you, Kendall!
Thanks, Selfie. Make sure you like, follow, smash that like, hit that bell, and share the Daily Santa Podcast on your favorite social elf app today. In other news, Santa had his physical today. Santa is healthy and ready to go for another long Christmas Eve trip around the world. Santa has been advised to drink lots of water, and to limit the total number of s'mores consumed during his flight. And now an update for our listeners. Santa is requesting that all children go to bed early on Christmas Eve so that Santa can get an early start on his route. There are a few weather delays possible Christmas Eve, so, if everyone can go to bed a little bit earlier Christmas Eve, Santa will have a bit more time to complete his journey. And now, a weather update for the North Pole and surrounding area. This update brought to you by Trees R Us. Need a big pine air freshener this holiday season? Check out Trees R Us at 555 Tree, that's 555 Tree, for the best Christmas tree selection today. And now the weather.
Thanks, Kendall. I'm not sure why I'm doing these reports, but yeah, more snow in the forecast, and it's snowing outside, right? Now, back to you.
Thanks for that update. Imagine that, more snow. Lastly, The mayor of the North Pole has declared Christmas Eve, Elf Appreciation Day. All elves will be given a small gift and a Christmas bonus. Thank you for all you do to help Santa and to make Christmas possible for children around the world. Our elves are elf-tastic. And now back to Twinkle and the podcast, Twinkle.
Thanks, Kendall. Selfie Elf mailed me this cute little elf story that we wanted to share with everyone by Kathy J. J. Parento. This is called Santa's Lazy Elf. 5 more days till Christmas. Santa and his crew were working overtime dreams come true, singing carols, whistling tunes, as the hours ticked away, except for little Edison, the elf that went astray. Instead of making toys in Santa's assembly line, he was hanging out with Rudolph beneath the snow-capped pines. As Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus took a look around, they noticed Lazy Edison was nowhere to be found. They decided they'd had enough. This elf will surely be fired. Scratched their heads and realized another must be hired. Dasher heard them talking and thought this can't be so. Never in elf's history has someone had to go. He searched the winter wonderland, and under the northern lights Edison and Rudolph were frolicking in flight. He said, "Come down from there. Your behavior's a disgrace. Christmas Eve is almost here and you're about to be replaced." Edison soon realized his days of slacking were done, that there'd be consequences for goofing off and having fun. He knew he had no place to go if Santa didn't let him stay. His heart began to pound as Rudolph ran away. He hurried as fast as he could to tell Santa he was wrong, beg him for forgiveness and show him he belonged. As the other elves were caroling, he tried to sneak inside, but Santa saw him coming out of the corner of his eye. He placed his hands upon his hips and firmly shook his head. "What shall I do with you, my elf?" Santa firmly said. "I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. Did you not read your history book?" he said for goodness sake. Santa soon forgave him because his heart is made of gold, and Edison became the hardest worker, I am told. The moral of this story is we all must do our part, and jolly old Saint Nick has always had a heart. Merry Christmas to all of you on this holiest of days. May all your dreams come true as you gather and celebrate. This poem is just one of the many great poems that you can find. FamilyFriendPoems.com.
Hey everyone, this is Clara. I am a friend of producer Dave. He asked me to pop in with a fun Santa fact. Are you ready for this? Santa Claus has lots of different names. In the UK, he's also known as Father Christmas. But in other countries, he goes by different names. In the USA, some people call him Kris Kringle. In France, he is called Père Noël or Papa Noël. In Poland, he goes by Święty Mikołaj, meaning Saint Nicholas. And in Germany, Santa is known as Weihnachtsmann, which literally translates in English as Christmas Man. Which name is your favorite? Thanks, everyone. I will see you tomorrow with another great Santa fact.
Today's topic, and a great way to stay on Santa's nice list, is to show compassion. But what is compassion? We can show compassion for our friends and family in very simple ways. We can have sympathy for others. When they feel bad, you feel bad. You don't ignore your friends when they are having a bad day, or when they are sad. We can be willing to share when someone needs something that we have. We can be considerate to others' feelings, and we can be quick to comfort and encourage our friends and family. Compassion is putting others first and caring for those around us. How can you show compassion today? Who needs your compassion? And, are you willing to give some compassion away today? And now, here are some fun North Pole One ads.
So I got this ad. This ad's from, this is funny. It says, for sale, various reindeer games. Everything included, including Rudolph. Reindeer games, everything included, including Rudolph.
Free snow. Bring your own shovel. Take away as much as you can. That sounds like the weather report guy, doesn't it?
This one is funny. It says, wanted, backwards, dog walker. My dog only walks backwards, so I need someone to take him for a backwards walk. Please contact me for a backwards dog walker. That one's funny.
Wanted, quieter cell phone that nobody will catch me using during a podcast recording. Willing to trade for some s'mores. Contact selfie at 555-CALL.
Here's one. This is interesting. This one says, wanted, Santa lookalike. We have Santa, the real Santa. So, anyways, I would just suggest hiring Santa, because he's right over there. That's a good one.
Wanted, lost carrot, Odd thing is, I can't smell anything now. Please return my carrot if you find it. Marshmallow the Snowman, I live next to Selfie. Oh, and the carrot is orange and looks like, well, a carrot.
Here's another one. This one says, looking for someone to walk my snake. Leash included. Now, see? Okay. Someone's listening to the podcast because I asked about that, didn't I? Yes. Someone is taking a snake for a walk.
Thank you for joining us on day 5 of the Daily Santa Podcast. We make this show just for you. Let's try to show compassion for our friends and family today. Santa is always watching. Remember, compassion is simply putting others first and caring for those around us. Join us tomorrow for day 6. And as always, on behalf of everyone here at the Daily Santa Podcast, be safe, be kind, and keep counting down with us on dailysantapodcast.com. See you tomorrow. And now a few show bloopers. Hope you love some silly stuff, like this.
Hey guys. Let me try that again. Oh my gosh, I just choked on some coffee. Let's try that again.
Doing a podcast is a lot of work. Did I start that right? Doing a podcast is a lot of work. Let's try that again.
So guys, I found a set of keys here in the control booth. Somebody missing some keys? Anyone? Anyone here keeps on losing their keys? Because I think I found your keys. Right here.
I think I know whose keys those are. I think I know.
So we're going to try that again. Let's go back to the beginning of the end, to the middle where the end was, where the beginning was, and start back and try to rewind the middle to the end. And I'm gonna change the quality of the EQ of the thing so that we all sound like nobody knows what I'm talking about right now. Okay, so lesson learned. Okay, let's move on.
Hey, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Oh, sorry for recording. I was just coming up with this new song I'm working on. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the something, something. I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. It's going to be a big thing. I'm going to be a big star, you know? A big star.
Merry Christmas!